Hawk, 30-yard line, 35 at a first down, Alshon Jeffrey.
ChicagoBears.com presents Thayer's Playbook, brought to you by Tempur-Pedic.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Thayer. Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Halas Hall. This is Thayer's Playbook on ChicagoBears.com. We're going to take a look at the multi-dimensions of this offense, but we're going to show you a little reason why the foundation is working so well right now. But this is a third down play in the fourth quarter right after a penalty. So now it becomes third and six. That changes the whole dynamic of the play. And let's watch this play set up beyond the line of scrimmage. Because initially, before this play gets started, Josh McCown brings Brandon Marshall in motion so he can conclude right here in a bunch set. So now when you have these three receivers here, it's a guessing game between the coverage. How are they going to break out, and who are they going to cover, and how are they going to cover them? So we'll put them in motion, and you see him work up field, and you're going to see Alshon Jeffrey sneak across the formation. And this is going to be the receiver who catches the ball, but let's watch everybody else's obligation. Here's the running back, Michael Bush, out of the backfield. He's going to pull this linebacker away from Alshon Jeffrey. Initially, Earl Bennett down here has an outside release, gets this defensive back turned away from the area of catch. And there you see Alshon Jeffrey in motion, turns it upfield, gets beyond the first down marker. Right here you see all this stuff. It never happens if we don't go to the end zone shot. Because I want to watch the offensive tackles here. Jordan Mills, Jermon Bushrod, two of the best sackers in the NFL. Coming in, you got Suggs Dumervil. This was going to be the biggest battle of the day. Watch the mobility of the offensive linemen. Less than perfect field conditions. You don't know about your feet, so you have to make sure you have your hips over your balance point so you got a good center of gravity. Here's Jordan Mills fighting to the outside, keeping Dumervil upfield. And then you got Jermon Bushrod. After the initial surge of Suggs, he gets his hands out and he's able to retain his balance while Suggs gets too much weight forward. It doesn't look pretty, but look at Josh McCown. Look at his uniform. It's clean. It's a good day all day by these two offensive tackles. Offensive tackle mobility in this offense is essential. We're going to go to a little bit later in the game to show you another aspect of offensive tackle play. Here, third and two. Everybody expects third and two is going to be an inside the tackle run play with a lot of power upfield. Look at the bodies inside here. That's what they're expecting. When you have a running back like Matt Forte, this offensive line, they want to see if they can compete with the initial surge. But watch this play call. Great play call. Watch Jermon Bushrod. Pulls out in front. Matt gets a good relation behind him. Now he makes his defensive back one-dimensional. As soon as he gets his hands to him, you see him keep his hands inside, away from penalty, takes a side, creates that gap for Matt Forte, and you see him turn it upfield. Big third and two play. Again, it's all about the mobility of these offensive tackles. Let's watch Jermon Bushrod from the end zone shot here. Gets out in front, gets Matt to a one-on-one on the third level. Another successful play. One more play I'm going to show you because the whole game wouldn't happen without it. Just to finish it up and brag a little bit more about the offensive line, again, you're going to flop on this field goal protection. You got Jermon Bushrod moves to the right tackle. Jordan Mills moves to the left tackle. You have Kyle Long also over there. But let's watch. This is too good not to watch. Look at the interlocking protection. You cannot attack directly over the head of the center, so the point of impact is going to be in here, over Slauson, over Roberto Garza. But the protection is great. The snap is on the money. You see the kick by Robbie Gould. Boom, hold, up, kick, celebration. This is going to be a big game this week because after playing one of the thickest defensive lines, they're going to be playing one of the quickest defensive lines. So again, mobility at the offensive tackle position will be key to this week.
ChicagoBears.com presents Thayer's Playbook, brought to you by Tempur-Pedic.